The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kyle Pankin, and thank you for joining me for Treat the Cause today. We're going to dive right into today's episode because we got a lot to discuss. We're going to talk about functional medicine, which is a specialty of mine that I've taken extensive training in. And functional medicine is really what I call root cause medicine. And what I mean by that is what we try to do as functional medicine doctors is to figure out not just what the symptoms are, but what's the underlying root cause that's causing those symptoms. And we do that through two major methods. Extensive history taking. So we have very detailed questionnaires that we have patients fill out. And then we pair that with very unique functional medicine testing. So in our episode today, we're going to talk about some of those common functional medicine tests, when I utilize them, and also not only the common ones, but maybe why a person would consider getting certain of these functional medicine tests. In other words, what conditions or symptoms that they have would warrant getting some of these more in-depth functional medicine tests to help them to get to the root cause. And I guess really what I want to point out here as we begin this episode is functional medicine is different. It's when I say it's about treating root cause, that might be like, well, isn't that what all doctors do is try to treat the root cause? You would think so, but in most instances that is not. You take the average patient that has, say, high blood pressure or irritable bowel syndrome or headaches, and traditionally there might be a cursory exam done and maybe a few simple tests run, but most of modern medicine is focused on, okay, you have this symptom. You have this headache, here's your headache pill. You have high blood pressure, here's your blood pressure pill. You have irritable bowel syndrome, here's your pill for your digestion. And those are all symptom-oriented approaches. They do nothing to actually correct usually the root cause of the problem. And there really aren't even looking to find the root cause of the problem in most instances. What they're looking to do is to control a symptom or to cover it up or to mask it so that either the body's not expressing that symptom anymore or you don't feel whatever it is you're feeling anymore. And don't get me wrong, I'm for relief and symptom control when you're miserable and not feeling well just as much as the next person, but that's not the same as health. That's not the same as health care or addressing the root cause or actually finding what is malfunctioning in the body and working to correct that. And don't get me wrong, sometimes an approach to get a out of control symptom under control and at the same time look for the root cause is an appropriate thing to do, but so often actually finding that root cause is completely overlooked. and it's completely missed. And so people are given, I guess I would say, a false sense of security sometimes, and thinking, oh, well, my blood pressure is under control as long as I take my blood pressure pill. But the reason why the blood pressure got high in the first place was never addressed or corrected. Oh, my digestion is better when I take my pill, but the reason why the digestion was messed up in the first place, that was never treated or found. And so you get the idea. It's kind of like when people have pain and they take a pain pill to cover their pain up. That would be, it's the equivalent of you're driving down the road and your check engine light comes on, and what you do is you ignore that check engine light, or you put a little piece of tape or paper over that to cover it up so you don't see it. But the problem is still there. You've just covered it up. You've masked it over it. And that is the modern day approach to healthcare. So a lot of people are turning to functional medicine in our world today because they're interested in finding, what is causing my problem, doctor? What can I do to correct that? What can I do to actually be healthier, to live more productively, to hopefully live longer without having to take all these pills? And so that's what people come to me for functional medicine. And I'm not sitting here saying I fix everything that walks through the door, that I always can find the root cause, but 80 to 90% of the time we can. We can find what is causing the problem, and we can take common sense approaches to work towards correcting that. And so functional medicine works because it's based upon proven scientific principles. And how functional medicine helps to heal the body is either they will do one of two things. Either we remove an obstacle or a barrier to healing. Maybe it's a dietary change, some foods in the diet, or maybe it's a side effect of a medication, or maybe there's toxicity in the body. Maybe there are deficiencies. Whatever it is we need to remove from the body to allow it to be able to express health or to heal, we do that. And then sometimes we have to give the body something to gently nudge the chemistry in the right direction. If there are nutrient deficiencies, well, maybe we need to add some specific vitamins or minerals to the body. And if the body is lacking exercise, well, maybe we need to nudge the physiology in the right direction by adding that. And maybe we need better nutrition in the diet, so we have to change some things for the good in the diet. You get the idea. You remove obstacles to healing, and you add in things that can help to stimulate healing in the body, and that's how functional medicine works. But we base those treatment approaches upon our history and our functional medicine testing that we do. So if you got a question about functional medicine, our number is 507-752-7650, or look us up online at redrockchiro.com, or email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. And when you look at our website on redrockchiro.com, you'll find a tab for Treat the Cause, and it'll take you to archives of past episodes. You'll find a tab for functional medicine with some handouts and some videos and things that you can look into there that explain it in more detail. What I really want to do is spend a little bit the rest of the time we have just talking about some of the common functional medicine tests. And this will not be an exhaustive list, but some of the common ones that we use in order to help us to find the root cause, to and also maybe what kinds of symptoms that a person would have that would lead them to thinking, oh, this would be a good test for me to do. So test number one is, and one I've talked about on several occasions before, but It bears repeating. It's called a FoodSafe 190 test, and it helps people to figure out if they have any food sensitivities. It's a simple blood test, and food sensitivities are at the root cause of a whole myriad of different potential health problems. It never ceases to amaze me how many people go to their doctors for whatever condition they have, and they're never asked, what is your diet like? What do you eat on an average day? Do you have any reactions to any food? How are the foods that you put in your system, how does your body react to them? And may they be linked to your health problem? Rarely is diet ever explored for most patients. So to me, the FoodSafe test is, it's one of my foundational tests that I do for not every health condition, but a large swath of them. So it accurately tells you which foods are safe, that have no reactions in your body. But conversely, it'll tell you any foods you have moderate or severe reactions to. And I have seen so many people recover their health and have what I would call real true breakthroughs in their health condition and their general health just by finding what it was in their diet that was messing their health up. So when would a person consider getting a FoodSafe test? Well, obviously, if you have any type of digestive problem, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcers, reflux, Crohn's, colitis, the list could go on and on. But any type of digestive problem, it just makes common sense to look to the diet to see if that's where the solution might be. Also, people that get migraine headaches, people that get certain outbreaks on their skin that they just can't figure out why they get them, look to the diet. People that have chronic sinus or upper respiratory problems, asthma, things like that where they're reacting to something, look to the diet. And so the FoodSafe test, the other one I would say is people that get joint inflammation. They just, they wake up and my fingers are swollen today, or my knee hurts today, and yesterday it was my shoulder, and they get joint pains that go from area to area for no apparent reason. Look to the diet. So FoodSafe 190 test tests 190 different foods. It's a simple, safe, relatively inexpensive blood test that is money in the bank when it comes to finding root causes, and that's what functional medicine is all about. And food sensitivity testing is something that is rarely, if ever, done in a traditional medical setting. The other test I like to do to look at the diet is something called a celiac and gluten sensitivity blood spot test. And we all hear and know from listening to news and reading articles and magazines that gluten, which is a protein found in wheat and other grains, can be a problem. But this test shows definitively if gluten is a problem in the diet or not. And so for many of our patients, we run this test. Anybody that has ever suspected they might have a gluten problem, or if they eat bread or cereals and different things where they know, I just don't feel well after that, we do this type of testing on them. And the beautiful thing about the FoodSafe test and the celiac and gluten sensitivity blood spot, it takes the guesswork out of it. You don't have to guess, I think this is the food that might be the problem for me, or maybe it's this one. Objective testing, it'll tell you exactly what you have. Test number two I'd like to spend a little time on is called a micronutrient test. And a micronutrient test tests for over 30 different levels of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids in the body. And it's a blood test, and it's very accurate. And it not just shows what's circulating in the bloodstream, but it actually shows what the intracellular levels of these nutrients are. In other words, what nutrients are actually available within the cells of the body itself and not just floating around in the bloodstream. Traditional vitamin tests that you get done medically just look at the serum levels or what's circulating in your bloodstream. But that doesn't necessarily give you a picture of what's actually in the cells themselves, in the tissue, and actually getting that's available to get into these tissues. So the micronutrient test is an intracellular nutritional test. It's much more accurate, it's much more thorough, and it takes a broad array. So typically in a medical setting, we'll test your vitamin D levels or your B6 or your B12 or folate. Here you're getting 30 plus nutrients tested all in one nice, beautiful panel. So who can benefit or who should consider getting this? Well, it's hard to narrow it down to just a few, but definitely people with cardiovascular issues, heart issues, high blood pressure, people who get lots of muscle cramps, certain people with headaches, the list goes on and on. People that have skin, hair, and nail problems, people that have hormonal issues. All these types of things many times are caused by a deficiency in the body. So here we have a beautiful test that can tell somebody exactly which nutrient or nutrients they are deficient in, and also conversely what they're sufficient in. I have a lot of patients that take all kinds of different vitamins, and I say, well, why do you take that? Well, I heard it was good for me, or my doctor told me to take this. I say a lot of times, well, how do you know you need that? Well, I really don't, is usually the answer I get. So I like to tell people, well, why don't you just test? And then you can take the guesswork out of it. Then we can know exactly what your body needs and maybe what it doesn't need so much of. Maybe you're taking too much of a particular supplement, or maybe you're taking a supplement and it's the right one, but you're just not getting enough of it. And so helping to sort through this by an objective test is a very good way to help people to get on the right supplements, maybe to make the right dietary changes to get more of certain foods in their diet. And this is root cause medicine. Root cause. Correcting deficiencies can help get to fix a whole myriad of different health challenges. So those two tests that I've just talked about, the food safe, you figure out what's not right in the diet. The micronutrient test, you figure out what is deficient in the body. And somebody, if you correct their diet and you correct their nutrition deficiencies, just those two things right there alone can help solve a whole host of different health conditions. And this is stuff you're never going to hear in your medical in a medical setting, and you're never ever going to get these tests done. They just don't do them. These are functional medicine tests. The other test, well, there's several others, and I can't get to them all today, but another test I want to spend a little time on is called a comprehensive digestive stool analysis. And this is my big go-to test when people have digestive symptoms. So I always look at the diet first with a food safe. But then we do, for many of those people, a stool analysis. And it's just such a useful test. There's so much information in it. I don't even have time to go through it all. But good beneficial bacterial levels are tested. If there's any bad guys, overgrowth of bad bacteria, overgrowth of yeast, any parasites growing in the system, we can look at those things. If there's inflammation in the digestive tract, we can look at pancreatic function. We can look at gallbladder function with a stool analysis. We can look to see how well you're digesting different types of compounds in the diet, proteins and fats and muscle fibers and carbohydrates, things like that. We can look to see how your immune system is functioning in your gut. Did you know that 70% of the human immune system is housed in the gut? If you're somebody that gets sick frequently, you have allergies, you get repeat infections, look to the gut. So stool analysis, anybody that has digestive problems, just about irritable bowel, Crohn's, colitis, reflux, heartburn, ulcers, they need a stool analysis to see what bad critters are growing in there, and what are the levels of the good guys, and what are the imbalances, and how are the pancreatic enzyme levels. All these things are looked at and more in a comprehensive digestive stool analysis. This is different than a traditional medical test. In a traditional medical test, a stool analysis, they don't look at the good guys at all. They only look for bad guys. Well, the good guys are what keep the bad guys in check. So they might find, oh, you have an overgrowth of bacteria or overgrowth of fungus or a parasite and look to eradicate that with a drug. But if you don't build the good guys back up, the infection comes right back again. And that's the missing link. So a functional medicine-based stool analysis is more detailed. It looks more in depth, and it looks at the levels of these beneficial guys. It also looks for something called short-chain fatty acid levels, which are never in a standard stool analysis. And these guys are really important for healing things, any kind of damage in the gut lining, and also very important in your immune system function. Let's talk a little bit about hormones, because I want to spend just a few minutes on these. A lot of people have hormonal imbalances and problems. One of the more common tests that we do in clinical practice is something called a neurohormone complete, and then we have another test called a comprehensive thyroid. Let's talk about the thyroid hormones just a little bit. Typically, if somebody goes to their doctor and they say, "Doc, I'm tired all the time. I can't lose weight even though I'm trying," or "I have menstrual issues," or all kinds of hormone-related things, they typically run only one or two thyroid markers. Usually it's called TSH. That's usually the only one they run. Occasionally they run T4. Well, there's like six or seven different thyroid markers that one needs to have done to really know how your thyroid is working. So from a functional medicine point of view, our thyroid testing is much more thorough. Not only do we look at all the different thyroid hormone levels, so TSH, total T4, free T4, total T3, free T3, thyroid peroxidase, but we look at things like iodine levels, selenium levels, because those minerals help regulate thyroid function. We look at levels of heavy metals in the body, things like arsenic and mercury and cadmium and things like that, because studies show those things can mess up thyroid problems. In other words, most thyroid testing falls woefully short of what it needs to look at, because it never gets to the root cause of what's causing the thyroid. With comprehensive thyroid testing like this, we can help get to some of the root causes of what's messing the thyroid up in the first place. Females that have menstrual issues, fertility issues, polycystic ovarian syndrome, men that have low T and erectile dysfunction and libido issues, to do what's called a neurohormone complete, where we look at estrogen, progesterone, testosterone levels. We look at adrenal hormone levels, cortisol, DHEA. And we look at things in the brain, the neurotransmitters, which help regulate mood. So people that have depression, anxiety, things like that, we look at those in this panel. So things like serotonin, dopamine, GABA, epinephrine, norepinephrine, the list goes on. Neurotransmitter testing, what's in this panel, never looked at medically. I like to look at some of these hormones like estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, and cortisol and DHA through saliva, because it measures the free, unbound hormone that actually can get to the tissues, unlike blood tests, which measures the only the small amount that is not bound to protein called sex hormone binding globulin. So I know I'm getting a little technical here, but I want to just really get into the fact that these functional medicine tests, these are different. These aren't just standard traditional medical tests. These are in-depth panels that look under the hood, that dig deeper. So on our next episode, we're going to talk about a few more of these functional medicine tests and how they apply to different conditions. But we'll share a couple cases too to show you how we use these tests in real life to help patients and give you a couple examples of that. So that episode will be on September 12th on KLGR. And I just want to thank you for joining me today. I know we covered a lot of ground and maybe said some things that sparked your interest. And we look forward to our next episode of Treat the Cause. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.